Okay, we're now recording. Again, this is Jonathan Beyer and Kathy Gillum speaking to Mr. Bartley, the Foy County Attorney's Office. Our first question, Mr. Bartley, is do you have any idea when the payment to the Foy Fiscal Court began from Southern District?
I do not.
Do you have any idea of the circumstances giving rise to the payment? I understand that Foy County had some fiscal issue or financial issues around that time.
Actually, what I understood was at the time of the creation, for lack of better words, of the Water and Sewer District, there was essentially large funding that necessary to do the water and sewer expansion that the fiscal court had in mind at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe in the end it was near $20 million, maybe in excess of $20 million. So what I understand is that the county judge executive and the board of the Southern Water and Sewer District basically had a gentleman's agreement, for lack of better words, that if the county did this bond issue, that Southern Water would make the annual payment or reimburse the county for the annual payment on that bond.
Okay, so your understanding is that there's no written agreement to it, it would just be a verbal agreement then?
I think there was some written documentation after the fact, but I do not know of any written documentation at the time of creation of the district.
Okay.
I wasn't the lawyer that handled that, so I can't tell you with absolute certainty there's no documentation to support that, but I'm not aware of any.
Do you know which attorney did handle it?
I believe that Brett Davis, who was a deputy judge executive and an attorney, was probably the person providing the legal advice in that scenario.
Okay, because we did find reference that Ralph Stevens was paid legal fees, and I was wondering if Ralph had done the documentation.
I know Ralph, and I suspect that will be probably for title work. Ralph does nothing but property work, and he does a lot of title searches.
Okay.
So I bet he did title work during that time.
Okay.
But I bet Brett Davis would be the person who was largely responsible for the paperwork. He was he was the only deputy judge executive to Judge Thompson, former Judge Thompson, and basically Judge Thompson relied on him heavily for that type of work.
Okay. Is he no longer with the county then, I assume?
He's not.
Okay.
Is he in private practice?
To my knowledge, he's not even practicing now.
Okay.
He did some voluntary work, as I understand it, for the Lynx program, which is a low-income housing group. But to my knowledge, he's not in private practice at this point.
Okay.
Real good boy. I'm sure I could run down a number for you if you want to talk to him. I'm sure that, number one, he'd do anything he could to help you. But number two, I bet his knowledge of that subject would be greater than anybody else's in the world.
I'd really appreciate that. That would be excellent if you would have that number or be able to do that. Just to ask a couple quick last questions then.
Sure.
The bond or the PSC's approval for the bond financing or for the agreement, I believe, came through in 2002. Do you have any idea when the actual bond issuance from the county occurred? I assume it was after 2002. Do you know, was it around 2005 or before then?
I don't even know the answer to that, to be honest with you. I literally never participated in any of the legal proceedings regarding that.
Okay. So I guess then moving to the current day, maybe you would have more knowledge of, do you have any idea what would be the result if Southern was unable to make the payment to Floyd County? Do you know who owns does Floyd County have any ownership interest in the infrastructure that it financed?
I believe that Floyd County would have ownership interest in the infrastructure.
Okay.
Floyd County put all the money in. Southern Water
mm-hmm.
was, a startup entity
mm-hmm.
at that point. So, all the money went into the water expansion system here, and it's more water than it is sewage.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd County, as I understand, has water to about 98 to 99% of its customers now, or it's available to 98 or 99% of its residents And that $20+ million was essentially all county monies and or monies that the county obtained from either federal or state sources for that project.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it wasn't just a carte blanche contribution with essentially here's the money and we don't retain any interest on it then?
Oh, no, the county judge at that time was certainly very proactive. It was his number one goal, and probably the one thing he did accomplish as county judge was to see that water was available to all the people employed, and he well accomplished that, but it was because he had very strong ties with people like Hal Rogers, Paul Patton, and he was able to secure most of the funding for that.
Okay.
You realize that Point Southern Water was just a startup entity, had $0.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be no water system in Floyd County if it had been up to Southern Water to do it.
Okay. To your knowledge, is the payment that Southern has been making, is that in reference to any one bond issuance, or is that just a general contribution towards, I know you referenced that there's roughly $20 million in financing from Floyd Fiscal Court. We were looking at specifically one financing issue. It came up that the payment was in regard to the contribution in the amount of a roughly $2.4 million. And
I may have misled you there a little bit. The $20 million figure would be a combination of monies that aren't all bond issues. Some of that was grant money. Some of it was coal severance money. Some of it was county money. The 2.4, I'm sure, is all that is a bond issue.
Okay. Do you have any idea when Southern would no longer be obligated to make that payment then? Does it run for the duration of the bonds?
Well, I think that was the original intent, yes.
Okay, so roughly the 30-odd years and whatever the bonds were, I assume.
Yeah, I don't think that they did a wonderful job, obviously, of putting together legal documents to support that, or you and I wouldn't be having this conversation.
But I do, right.
That's true.
I do believe that was their original intention, was that Southern Water would get in place, it would have the customer base by virtue of this water expansion to pay that bond payment so that the fiscal court wouldn't have to pay it.
Mm-hmm. I have one document here. This looks like it was sent to a Judge Executive Thompson a number of years ago in 2004, and it references the start of the payment. However, it indicates that the assets that it was financing would be owned by the Water District and not the Fiscal Court. So would that be contrary to your understanding of it?
That's entirely possible. I don't have that document. In fact, I don't have any of the documents surrounding the initial startup of the system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally playing from memory and probably from third-party perspective at this point.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that...
Do you know if the fiscal court paid any monies this in the 2012, or did Southern Water?
I know that the fiscal court has been making bond payment at least through 2011. The Southern Water and Sewer District was reimbursing most, but not always all of that payment. So the fiscal court has been picking up part of the tab.
Okay.
In 2012, I'm not aware of Southern reimbursing the county at all, but it may not have, it may just be that I'm not aware of, because that payment typically was only due in December, so we're talking about the last month.
And to your knowledge, it wasn't per a written agreement of any kind, that Southern Water would reimburse the fiscal court?
To my knowledge, there was no documentation, at least at the beginning or the outset of this project, to say that they would reimburse the fiscal court. Now, I do know that there's probably some correspondence, and that may be what you're looking at there that outlines that obligation. But
right.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of any documentation at the time of development of the district or at the time of the bond issue setting that obligation forward.
Okay. Not to put you on the spot with it, but if Southern was not allowed to recover on the rates for it or even not permitted to make the payment, would Floyd County have any intention of seeking a remedy against them for the payment?
That is a difficult question for me to answer, because I don't ultimately have the say-so on that.
Okay.
That'd be an issue that the fiscal court would have to actually vote on.
Okay.
Now, I will say this much, if it means anything, that you know, that extra $100,000 a year right now in fiscal court terms is, you know, it might as well be $1 billion because our county, like every other county, financially is strapped.
Okay. Okay. Do you have anything else, Kathy?
No.
Okay. And the reason why I point that out is just because, you know, it's if the county was in a financial condition that it wouldn't hurt to spend that $100,000 a year, then the answer to your prior question would probably be there's no way in the world they would take action against the Southern Water District.
Okay.
However, yeah, when things are tough, sure, money's tight, they may make a contrary decision.
Okay.
You're no longer receiving the coal severance, are you? To help subsidize payment?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Don't think we have in years, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that's when I said no longer, that's what I meant, was years.
Yeah, the county picks up the tab, and Southern, at least for a few years, reimbursed, if not all of it, the majority of that payment.
Okay. I think that answers all of our questions. I appreciate your time and your comments today.
If you want to give me your name and number, I can see if I can dig up Brett Davis for you.
That'd be great. Thank you. Trying to think, I have a new phone number. I believe it's area code 502. What is it? 741?
No, it's 78. Should be 782.
Let me give you the our main line number. I'm sorry, we have new phone numbers and I don't have it down. Our main number is area code 502-564-3940. And my name's Jonathan Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R.
And my name's Kathy Gillum. Do you remember me?
I remember that name.
Okay, I worked for Combs and Isaac for years.
I do remember you now. Took me a while.
And the McGoffin County Attorney's Office before that.
Well, then you know more about what Ralph Stevens does for a living than I'd ever know.
Yeah, I saw his name in there. Can we get the recorder off? We're going to turn the recorder off.
Okay.
Okay. Now you're still on speaker. Okay.
The recording's off.
The recording's off. That's, you know, I was telling him about all these people that I talked to, Myra, and then calling you and everything. And that I said, I don't know if they'll remember me or not. It's been gone a long time.
It has been a while, but I'll guarantee you were able to tell them more about what Ralph Stevens does for a living than I ever will be able to.
Well, when you said he does title work, I kind of knew that, but I thought, well, he may have done some contracts. Who knows, you know, he's dabbled a little bit, a little everything.
I'm not saying he didn't, be honest with you, because obviously that was before my time, but usually when I see a payment from the fiscal court to Ralph Stevens, it's for title work.
Yeah. We were trying to find a master lease. It keeps referencing the master lease, and we hadn't run up on one. So that was one of the reasons we were trying to tie the things together here of the documents we do have, because it wasn't making much sense the way it was.
Well, I think it is problematic, the documentation. What I understand from talking to some of the people in the present administration is that there wasn't very good records retained our judge or anybody in his office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they're sort of playing by ear themselves over there because they just don't know, you know, they weren't here and their paperwork doesn't exist or they can't find it.
Okay. Well, if you can't get a hold of Jonathan, just ask for me at the front desk, either one. And he's two doors down from me or three doors, something like that.
Well, we appreciate
it. Do you remember Brett?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he used to work for Francis when I was there.
Right, that's him.
Okay, well, we'll see. If you can find us a number, we'll see if we can get a hold of him.
I'll dig you one up, and I'll give you a call back and let you know.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye.